This morning we have two scripture readings. The first place I will be reading from is the book of Exodus, chapter 23. And the second place will be from Romans, chapter 3. We as a congregation have been working our way through the book of Exodus, verse by verse, and we are all the way this morning to Exodus 23, verses 1 through 9. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy, infallible, and inerrant word. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to the poor man in his lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with their false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the righteous. Do not oppress an alien. You yourselves know how it feels to be aliens, because you were aliens in Egypt. Now turn also to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, and I will be reading there the verses 21 through 31. Romans 3, 21 through 31. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. To all who believe, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies the man who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? Is it excluded? On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of the Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Thus the reading of God's word this morning. Where is the justice? As the reports from the war in Kosovo continue to come in, you hear many people, Christians and non-Christians, asking that question, where is the justice? Now, it is not my purpose this morning in this sermon to take a position on such a thing, because this region has been at war for many years, and both sides have committed many crimes against one another. But as we hear and read of these reports, we see the kinds of things that people do to each other. We see mass graves being discovered throughout the region. We hear stories of people slaughtered and being shot and some of them burned. We hear stories of those who've lost relatives. In fact, many in the region, they say, have lost some relative somewhere of some kind. And so as these reports come in and as we hear of such things, the question that many people will ask is, where is the justice and where do we find justice in this world? Well, the book of Exodus teaches us about justice. In fact, in Exodus 23, we read laws concerning justice and mercy. And as God is giving these laws to his people in the book of Exodus, he is giving it to them at Mount Sinai as the God of justice. You see, God is teaching his people what justice is. They have come from a place where there was no justice for them. Verse 9 tells us in Exodus 23, God reminds them, "Do not oppress an alien. You yourselves know how it feels to be aliens because you were aliens in Egypt." God is reminding his people that they once came from a place in Egypt where they were oppressed, where they did not experience justice. For Pharaoh had put God's people into slavery. As they served as slavery under Pharaoh and his hard heart, they knew no justice. They served as slaves without pay. They were oppressed and mistreated as God's people. And as God delivered them from the land of Egypt, a land where they knew no justice, he demonstrated to them justice. God sent the 10 plagues upon the Egyptians to punish them for what they had done to his people. In the 10th plague, God sent his death angel throughout the land of Egypt, where the firstborn of all the Egyptians died, and the Passover lamb covered the houses of the Israelites so that they did not suffer at the hands of God's justice. As the Israelites left the land of Egypt, God caused the Egyptians to pour out their possessions, their jewelry, their valuables upon the Israelites as they plundered them, leaving the land as pay for their work, for their slavery. As God delivered his people from Egypt, he demonstrated to them that he is the God of justice. That as they lived in that foreign land, in a land where they knew no justice, God's justice prevailed. And now as they stand before him at Mount Sinai, God is giving them these laws as his people stand there, because he is demonstrating that he is a God of justice. And as he is their God, they are to reflect that justice in their lives by how they deal and treat others. The nations around them will not demonstrate justice. God's people must be different. They have been redeemed. Their lives must reflect him as he has guided them, as he has led them, as he has delivered them, as they live for him. There must be justice among his own people, in his chosen nation, in his chosen country for them. And so God gives to them, in Exodus 23, verses 1 through 9, laws of justice. But God's people failed to keep justice. As we read through the book, through the books of the prophets, we find places where the prophets are calling God's people back to justice. The Israelites were to be the nation which demonstrated the justice of God throughout the world. The other nations were to look at them as God's people and see the justice of God. But God sent the prophet Amos. And in Amos chapter 5, God has Amos the prophet rebuke his people for their failure to keep justice. Look at Amos 5, verse 10. "You hate the one who reproves in court and despise him who tells the truth. You trample on the poor and force him to give you grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how many of you, how many are your offenses and how great are your sins. You oppress the righteous and take bribes.
and you deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore, the prudent man keeps quiet in such times, for the times are evil." As God has declared these laws in Exodus 23, He has told them that they are not to help wicked people by their false testimony. They're not to go along with the crowd. They're not to favor someone with justice simply because they are poor. The poor must also have justice. They must not accept bribes for the sake of their own well-being. And here we read in the book of Amos that the Israelites have done exactly what these laws forbid. They've trampled on the poor, they have received bribes, and deprived those very poor people of justice. Also look at Isaiah chapter 5. The book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, is prophesying to God's people as they live in Judah. The prophet Amos was sent to the northern kingdom. The prophet Isaiah was sent to the southern kingdom. And in Isaiah 5, verse 22, we read this: "Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, and as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay, and their flowers will blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore God's anger burns against His people. His hand is raised and He strikes them down. The mountains shake and the dead bodies are like refuse in the streets." God's people did not keep His justice. They did not keep His laws. They did not obey the laws. They are supposed to be the nation in the world where people will find justice. They are supposed to be the people who are defined not by their own doings, not by what they desire and what they want, but they are to reflect the justice of God. And the prophet Amos and the prophet Isaiah each tell us that Israel, God's chosen nation, failed to keep justice and disobeyed God's law. God sent the king of Babylon. God sent the king of Assyria to cause them to go into captivity, to cause them to suffer punishment for their sins. God's justice punished them for their failure to keep justice. So what do we do? Where do we find justice? That's how we started this sermon. Today we celebrate the 4th of July. We think of our nation's birthday. We think of justice being kept. We think of a just nation. There are those who you will hear say, "America is God's source of justice. We do things right in our country. We have hope because we have America. Because in America, there is justice." But take at these laws. Take a look at these laws in Exodus 23. "Do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness." Does that happen here? "Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. Do not show favoritism to a poor man in a lawsuit." Does that happen here? "If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it." Does that happen here? Verse 7, "Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent man or an honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the righteous." Does that happen here? The scriptures do not drive us to take our hope in a country or a nation. The scriptures' sense of justice do not drive us to find it here on earth in what we do and where we live. Yes, God provides justice through His common grace. When we have a robbery, we call the police and they come to protect us. When there is a murder, they have a trial and many murderers are led away. But can we say this is true justice? God has provided an answer. God has provided a true sense of justice. And that justice is found not in something of this earth, but that justice is found in God's very own Son. For He has come into this world and He has lived out true justice. As He came into this world and lived His life on this earth, He lived out these laws in Exodus 23. He did not spread any false reports. He helped no wicked man by being a malicious witness. He never followed the crowd in what they felt and in what He wanted to do, but He spoke the truth. He did not show favoritism to a poor man, but He required that the poor come to Him and believe in Him for salvation, just as the rich man. In the Sermon on the Mount, He spoke of what to do with your enemies, to love your enemies. He spoke in the parable of the Samaritan, how one must treat those who hate you. He didn't accept a bribe. When Satan came to Him and said, "I will give you all the kingdoms of this world if you only fall down and worship Me," He didn't listen. He walked away. And finally, it was He, in verse 7, who had false charges brought against Him. It was He, the innocent or the honest person, who was put to death. It was He who was found guilty for nothing that He had done. Jesus was justice. Jesus is true justice. We find justice in Him and in His life and in what He has done, not in the things of this world, not in civil governments, but in Christ as He has lived, as He has walked for us. And Paul picks up on this theme in Romans chapter 3. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies the man who has faith in Jesus. Israel failed to keep the law. Romans 3 tells us that we have failed to keep the law. But God has sent His Son, and His Son has brought justice. He lived a life of justice. He died on the cross so that justice could be done for our sins and for the sins of all of His people, so that God's justice would be upheld, so that we would know that He is a just God, that He punishes sin. But He also is a loving God who provides salvation and His grace. Where is the justice? Justice is found in Christ. Justice is found by what He did on the cross in His death and resurrection. And we, as God's people who love Christ and who serve Christ, must live out this justice. In the world, justice is found in God. As we saw in the book of Exodus, God's people were to reflect His justice in their lives. They failed. God's Son has succeeded, and He has done it. And all those who love Him and serve Him must live out His justice. Why? Because if we live this way and we do these things, that we'll be saved? No. We live that way because Christ has changed our hearts. We live that way because Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. We live that way because we identify with Him, not in the nations of this world and in the failures of those around us. Our identity is in Christ and His justice and His righteousness, His truth, His true testimony, His love for His enemy, His trial and death, His righteousness must be ours. Let us give praise that we do not seek justice on this earth, because you will not find it. Only in Jesus can you know and experience the true eternal justice of God. Amen. Lord, we thank You for these laws in Exodus 23. We thank You, Lord, that we can see in them the reflection of Your justice in this world. And we thank You, Lord, that despite the failures of Your people, Israel, to keep these laws of justice, You have sent Your Son who has fulfilled them and who is true justice. We pray, Lord, that as we look to Him as our Savior, as we identify with Him in our lives, we may reflect this kind of justice, that, Lord, we would not be tempted to receive bribes, that we would not be tempted to protect the wicked, but that we would stand for the truth as He has stood for the truth, that we would, Lord, find our identity not in the nations around us who have no justice, but in the justice that comes only through our Savior. We pray all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.